Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You all to use it.
Yes, booty cat spray is absolutely entering my lexicon. I don't know when I'm going to use it.
Not a lot of chances, I'll be honest.
Anyway, on that note, welcome back.
I missed the Denny's because I was in the room and my booty wasn't hooked up. Fuck!
Well, I mean, I got Denny's, but we still got the fuck at the start of it.
No one had said it yet. So you did technically still have the opportunity.
That means you even fucked up fucking it up.
That's, fuckception?
Whoa. I guess that's what I live for.
It's a dick instead of a dick.
Is the fuckception after the fuck ceremony?
That's just talking.
Oh my god.
Not when it's coming out from the original dick.
Oh. Like Alien?
Yeah. Oh, they call it the dick burster.
That's not to say a dick burster.
There's actually just like a smaller dick that comes out of the dick.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a peroscus from a bug.
Hmm.
And we're back in bugs. Boom.
Dia's not even here.
Are you?
Never. No. I'm going to let that one lay right
there. You know how annoyed I am that I actually got dinner finished completely before session? And it's the one time I would not have to do anything for a large chunk of the start of session.
Yeah, you are down the Eternal Orc. Anyway, back where we left it, if you're not in Roll 20, please get yourself in Roll 20. Because we are going to jump straight back into the combat. Going to try and do a quick, not a recap per se, but a facts on the ground situation. Jesse is on fire.
Justifiably.
Two of the three familiar doggos that y'all were fighting are dead. Astoria summoned a fire elemental that gobbled up a big chunk of the fire and is now on the board. Olathe is very, very, or one of the Olathe copies is very bound up by a grasping vine type situation. And that is going to be the first roll of the night, is the attack for the end of last turn that I forgot to do as it attempts to squeeze her to death.
I don't think it needs to be. Nice eat dicks.
fat ones made of vine. Chase is still a man in a box. He has astral projected, but left his meat suit in a force field box. And with the pretty much very last strike of the evening, the wards around the chantry dropped, activating a keyed pause spell that pumped power into the four illusory guards out front, who are no longer quite so illusory, and have started to move with the likely intent of inverting some of y'all's buttholes. I'm already in my books. I have five of them out. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Man's a little lost in the sauce, but, you know.
Don't worry about it. There's a lot going on here.
He's only got two monster types. He's just looking at the others.
Right. It's impressive considering, like, 14 minutes ago we were cooking, so I don't know where all the books came from.
Several of them have been on my desk the whole time.
Is that the next, like, Kickstarter goal? Is a bigger desk for Benji for more books? Or, like, one of those rotating... We should get you one of those rotating desks for books.
I already upgraded to a larger desk primarily for that purpose.
The Diamond Blaster?
No. There's room on this book for on this desk for several books to be open at once.
Yeah, I said four.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. Making sure that I've done that correctly. So, first roll of the evening, as we shift into straight into the combat.
Hell yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, come here, new dice.
Wow, sorry for the hot mic, gang.
Kind of hot.
I don't think you have been.
I realized it was coming through my microphone, which means when Hecate jumped up and clawed my leg, that came through, probably.
There's been a little bit, but it hasn't been that bad. Like, I can hear myself right now.
I didn't even notice over the music, so.
Alrighty. Aletha. Vine continues to constrict. Trying to squeeze your ass to death. 6 points of bashing damage.
Do you want a picture of my dice tray right now?
Just read it off. All right.
10 don't explode, right?
They sure don't.
And ones don't count again? Okay, then yeah. 7, 7, 10, 6, 10, 5. Or 10, 9, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, the vine constricts around you tighter. You can kind of feel your armor creaking like it really wants to buckle under the strain.
There's a lot of swearing.
Yeah, probably quite a bit of swearing, but there we are.
Very little of it in English, but there's a lot of swearing.
Yep. And that will take us into initiative, and nobody rolled nearly as hot on either side of initiative as everybody has been.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping we roll well today at all.
Please.
Yeah, last session was fucking nuts.
I can't speak. That's a bad sign for starting a session. Last session was booty cheeks for a lot of rolls.
Hey, at least
I don't think Bird or I got above like double digits more than once.
Not being able to speak on a combat night is not quite as bad as an RP night. So
valid. True. Candles reminder if you have not done that yet, because we're jumping into this.
I got a nice and almost done one to light for this session.
Will you light a second one for me? Because I'm going to have to walk out and check on the pastries and stuff.
Sure. When you get done with the...
Actually, I'll bring you mine.
Are you afraid of your cat being on fire?
Yes. Her tail is like a feather duster, and she likes to like wave it near the candle. And I absolutely think if I did not stop her, she would light her tail on fire with a passion.
Can't believe you're private before BB of her passions.
Well, currently she is grounded because, normally we take her outside on her squeak expeditions. And then
did she eat more poison?
No, she tried to make a run for it. Like, I was actively picking her up to take her outside for a squeak expedition, and she said, fuck it, I'll do it myself, and ran right out the door and got captured almost about to leave the porch.
Oh, no.
Yep. So yeah, that was an experience. Anyway, jumping back in with these now rather solid illusions. 1, 2, 3... One of them, first one, is going to have a go at the big dwarf. That is 4 successes to smack the large dog with a translucent mace.
Surprisingly enough, Samson would prefer that not happen.
That is, in fact, fine.
2, 3, 4 successes worth of not having that happen.
Good for him. Alrighty. And I'm gonna have him make a perception awareness real quick. See if he catches on. All right. Chase, old boy, old pal.
Uh-huh.
I need a perception awareness check from you.
I don't suppose Samson gets one of those too, does he?
Under the circumstance, under these specific circumstances, I'm going to say no.
Fair enough. Well, that could have been worse.
Sure could have. All right, that means you get a chance to counter magic this. All righty. You sense incoming mind magic aimed at your astral projected form of the no sir get back in your tin can variety to the tune of 5 successes.
Well, question. Given that that is mind magic, and we are on the astral plane,
mm-hmm.
and Chase is wearing and using primally consecrated things that are effective on the astral plane, may I deflect that with Dex Melee? I know it's a hard question.
I'm not sure. My instinct is no, because that's not really how we've done counter magic.
My gut when you said magic flying at Chase was projectile that may be blockable or otherwise interactable. If that is not what's happening, valid. If it is, I feel like it's more of a case for we should probably do that more often when people are throwing fireballs at us.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Okay, well, in that case, that's going to merit a little bit of quintessence expenditure. I suppose it is just difficulty. It would be a Fear 2 effect, Prime 2, Mind 1 to counter mind magic.
Yes.
So, that's going to be 2 successes to keep that nice and low at a difficulty of 3, and a willpower because mind magic scary. And then it's going to be a reroll from Samson, just because I'm paranoid.
Alrighty. Yeah, because 2 successes is not enough to stop him from shoving you back in your suit.
Well, I suppose it's 3 successes either way.
Okay. So that is Chase O'Boy back in his meat suit.
Okay.
That will be his turn for the moment. And the illusory homie facing Jesse thinks that someone on fire Makes a pretty solid target.
I will kill you.
I love the idea of Jesse screaming while on fire and then just snapping out of it, turning, and saying that.
Oh no, she'll just say it while she's on fire. She's just mad.
Just like turn. Turns, look, I will kill you.
Yeah, just imagine it louder and angrier.
Let me have my moment, kind of thing.
Yep. Five successes of smack Jesse with a spectral mace.
Ew. What do I use to dodge?
Dex athletics.
At what kind of penalty? Because I am on fire.
You could also try and parry.
Yes, you could also try and parry with Dex melee.
Just to be clear, so this is actually a thing. How on fire is Jesse? Full
engulfed?
Right,
that's my question.
My shirt's on fire. Oh no.
Pretty on fire. Also, how much damage is on your?
I am at wounded.
Okay, so you should have a penalty.
It's a -2 on there, but I don't know. Does that go toward dodging? I assume it does.
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool. It's like nasty.
It's most skill sets.
Yeah, I assume so. Fuck yeah. All right, you ready? You ready? Woo!
Botched?
No. 7889929.
Incredible.
You took your two dice out of that for that -2?
Nope, take the last two off. So 7889999.
That's 5 and 5, so you avoid getting smacked. Jesse, on
She's
fire.
Screaming
all the while,
at him.
Is trying to not be on fire, sees this guy run up, swing a mace at her, who just appeared kind of out of nowhere. Ducks. It goes over her head. And he looks a little surprised.
Barbarian war cry in his fucking face.
And that will take us to the fastest fuckboy in the West, who is currently a man of box.
Personally offended, really.
As you do.
We're going to spend a little bit more quintessence about it. 2, to be precise. And just fucking astral project again.
Okay.
Because I still have 5 extra actions at the end of this turn, and it sounded like the shield was down, so congratulations, Mr. Mind Mage. You've made yourself a target, and I'm coming for you.
Question. Didn't you roll magic to counter?
We let somebody else respond and counter and then use a spell in the same turn last session, so...
I was explicitly not allowed to do that.
Were you not?
That's,
I'm sorry.
That's correct.
Never mind then.
Counterspelling does burn your magic.
Yeah,
had been ruled the other way last time.
Nope, I threw
that.
The harpoon instead because I counter magicked an attack on you, and that was my spell for the turn.
Yep.
And
okay.
Thank you for catching that, because I did not. But yeah, that is absolutely using... It's like you're using your reaction, but you're burning your aura at the same time, because you are casting
that
in the same time space.
Was what I had thought. I had missed the start of that, so I wasn't... last session, so I wasn't 100% sure, which is why I didn't speak up last time, and it sounded like you guys were right and I was wrong. So, in that case, I guess I will go ahead and add that quintessence back. Take the roll back. Scroll through my character sheet to see if there's anything fun on it. One last charm of teleport.
Yeah.
Those were secondary actions to use, right?
I mean, you got your action, you just don't have your reaction.
I know that. I'm starting from there. That is more or less bonus action we had been using them as?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take that off my sheet. And we're going to find out right now if this thing is also correspondence warded or if I can just hop out like right here. Okay. That is the attempt being made, at least.
So you are rolling the arete of the charm at a difficulty of 7.
Yeah.
Charm of teleport would be an arete.
That's better. And I believe this was made long enough that we were arete 3 when it was made.
Yes.
So...
That's gonna be a dud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere else. Parentheses worse. Or rather, success. Parentheses worse.
Right. Okay. What to do for a correspondence charm botch?
I have a guess or a suggestion.
Sure,
in the sky.
Roll a d4. You could do roll a d6, but I would say roll a d4, pick it, and put a cardinal direction on each one, and then roll like a percentage dice or something, and move that many feet in that direction.
And hope that the bubble lets you go instead of just shoving you against the wall of this bubble until it thinks you've gone that far.
I wouldn't think a core portal actually would work that way.
Yeah,
but...
no, not necessarily. I know what we're going to do. Okay. We're gonna,
oh boy.
Roll the arete of the charm.
Fuck me up, fam.
He gets teleported, but his liver gets left in the bubble.
That's fine.
You can live
charm so long without those, this is fine.
Chase is going to take 3 points of bashing damage as the charm tries to move him out of space, backfires, and has to kind of reassemble him. Instead of beam me up, Mr. Scott. He just kind of starts to disappear from inside of the box, reappears, kind of seems to ricochet around inside the box for a second, and then recorporealizes with a black eye, a bloody nose, and a really bad attitude.
Have people been able to hear Chase from inside this bubble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then Jesse was on her way to come help you, and then I got set on fire.
Super loud. God damn it. Followed by... I suppose finding out how a prime-enhanced sword cuts through force fields. I don't know if you want an attack roll for that, or just straight damage, or if it happens at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I muted? Roll me straight damage.
Straight damage. Okay, you were. That is... current effects check, because it's been a minute... Uh,
Okay.
Okay, it was that.
There we go. My mouse wheel does not work very well from the couch, and I couldn't make it scroll up just to read the notes for the specifics on the sword. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points of aggravated damage to the force
that
field.
That is an insane amount of sixes. I love that for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
The brute force option. Chase cocks back an arm, swings it at the force field. It kind of wrenches your arm back when you hit it. It's kind of like hitting a slightly malleable bubble. But you do see it kind of flicker as if brute forcing it might actually work. It likely has a limited degree of can take a pounding. That was a lot. It's there, but you probably weakened it substantially with L brute force.
Okay. I don't suppose there's any way I get a second bonus action for this.
No.
Even at the expense of maybe one of my rage actions?
Negative.
Fair enough. That'll do me then.
Alrighty. That will take us to this guy. I think. Yes. If I accidentally skip someone in the initiative order, please holler at your boy. He is going to sidestep. And do what he's been doing a lot this fight. And chuck a javelin at Olathe number two.
I'll not be a dick.
Second, while I open yet another source book. I forgot to write javelin stats down.
That's dex and athletics. I really need to work on that. Alright, so there's whatever help the shield's giving. And then two dodge.
Okay. Four successes of schwack with javelin.
And I had two dodge.
Okay. So that cuts him down to plus one damage.
Yeah, the shield add... No, the shield doesn't add two difficulty. It just automatically takes successes off. Or I can never keep the shield straight.
Yes. Shield is different for...
So, Ben... Oh, wait, never mind. It doesn't apply to that, Olathe.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask if javelins counted for the auto reflect on the armor. But that's not that
would,
Olathe.
That's the wrong Olathe. Yeah.
Yep. I didn't power that up before splitting. So. Couldn't just work with me, could ya?
Nope.
Oh,
sorry, bud.
All right. I need.
Oh my god. Okay.
10 dice.
Yep.
7, 8, 9,
10. I can fuck with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 absorption.
So you will take 2 of the 4.
Cut. You will throw dice.
First dice drop of the night. Take a shot.
Will we hit triple digits?
Triple digits? You think I'm going to drop my dice more than 100 times in one night? All right. And then
I'm not writing it out of the possibility.
If I'm supposed to take a shot every time you drop dice, I'm not going to make it through the session. Like, I feel like this conversation's been had before about, like, be coherent for session out of respect. I'm letting you know we're not doing that drinking game.
It'd be pretty surreal.
Otherworldly. Okay.
And because fuck yo click, there is going to be another explosion of magic.
No more.
Right there. Not nearly as large as the last one.
Great. So we need to thank God.
It's I'm going to die.
I have a question. Hold on. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
May I have my fire elemental use its reaction to absorb that?
When I say salty.
I knew I had forgotten somebody.
When I say salty, I'm talking oceans.
Yeah, you can certainly attempt.
Sure. Do you want me to roll my arete? Hey, I'm not really sure how that works. We have not used the elementals before.
No, that is probably going to be a...
Oh!
No, that is probably going to be a gnosis roll. Yeah, there's not an explicit skill set for that, but it makes sense, so I'm going to allow it. I'm going to have him burn a point of essence to turn it on and roll his gnosis trait, which is a 5. And since it is a counter magic, I'm just going to do it at a difficulty of 6. He had 5 successes of blow you up to fuck.
I don't know why, but the way you said that, I heard blow you up to fuck.
And because of a 10, that is 5 successes of don't get blown up to fuck. And he's going to get that 5 essence back.
What a good elemental.
All right.
You were worried about Astoria messing with demon summoning. See, everything's fine.
Still am. Still scared.
To the...
You said that, I was like, wasn't Lethal worried about that?
That'll bring us to the wish.com Astoria.
Oh, she's in the turn order.
Oh, yeah.
This is Dollar General Astoria. What are you talking about?
She's been shooting at y'all this entire time.
Timu Astoria.
I thought she was just there.
Oh no, the person that's been firing arrows into a correspondence portal to have them schwack y'all wherever she feels like it.
This bitch.
And she is in fact going to do exactly that with I'm rolling a d6. And whoever is in that part of the turn order, let's see, 1.
Roll a d6. Roll a d6.
3, 4, 5. Astoria, in fact.
Shocker.
Is...
I, for one, floor.
We're in a stone circle. Does she get some disadvantage there? That's, like, directly in front of the door.
She would if she were not shooting into a correspondence portal that she has placed on the far side to have it then emerge in front of you. What I will say is, Tiernan and Astoria, give me a perception awareness at a difficulty of 8.
That's a 3 successes.
Got 2.
Okay. That is enough for both of you to see that there is incoming magic here of a correspondence effect, and you've been seeing correspondence portals popping up all over the battlefield with arrows zipping out of them, so it's not hard to deduce what's happening there. Would
counter
either
portal.
Of you
I've got
like
one
to
for you.
Counter magic that.
Send the bitch's arrow back into her.
Benji, I have one for you.
What you got?
The flavoring on my original blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Was foresight. Can I just jump? Like, I assume to a degree with all the time and entropy that is just briefly looking into the future most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just pick the right one of us and shove or move?
Yeah. If you want to roll a strength brawl to push Astoria out of the way.
Oh, that's not my dice pool.
Astoria is 100 pounds soaking wet. That should be a pretty easy roll. She is, like, not even 5 foot.
I don't know how to tell you. I have 1 die in this pool. So instead of shoving, let's go with duck or move left, whatever the appropriate.
Get down!
ideally to... You know, if I can put my auto 2 successes of foresight into whatever's about to happen, please.
Okay.
I will not be shoving any wet paper towels today. You can write on them how light they are. I will break my spine.
Alrighty. So, Astoria, what doing? I will give you a -2 difficulty to just straight dodge based on Tiernan's warning. Or you can attempt to counter the incoming magic.
I am going to straight dodge because I have other magic that I would like to do on my turn.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to -2. So diff 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Unsurprisingly, at dip 4, that is 6 successes.
Alrighty. Roll the actual attack. I've been sitting here this whole time. Alright, that's a booty kicks roll. Astoria, you see the portal open, hear Tiernan basically yell, duck! And you more or less throw yourself flat to the ground in time for an arrow that is crackling with primal energy to zip by overhead and strike one of those... little stone things directly behind you. And about a quarter of it is just ethered away. It's just gone.
Never been so thankful for Jessica making you do burpees.
And that will take us to the last remaining doggo. Who is going to hold his action. And Jessica is after that. She is going to quite timid, a little bit timidly work her way around the fire elemental, because that's fucking spooky. Maybe don't pull that one out around your adopted sister. She's got enough PTSD about fire as it is. And she is going to do a little bit of Arate. With two successes to relocate the fire that was on Jesse somewhere
okay.
else.
Okay. I was going to use that, but that's okay.
It's not gone.
Okay, that's good. I was
you got hit by four successes of
yes.
damage, I believe. So she's cut it down, cut it in half. You're still on fire. It's not enough.
Okay. Amazing.
But that's going to reduce the damage roll that I'm going to ask you to make when you get to your turn. So.
Yay! Okay, this is good news then. Thank you, J Squad.
Yeah, you see her seeming like she's doing mental math on her head and then does a little finger wave, kind of like a pinch and drag, almost like she's fucking with a touch screen. And some of the fire splashes on the cobblestones next to you and promptly goes out. But you're still somewhat on fire.
That was Jessica doing that, correct?
Yes. This guy is gonna run up. And have another go at the dog. With a spear. Is four successes of stab the dog with a spear. And I believe, yeah, the dog dodged the illusion, correct? Bird, if you're speaking, you're muted.
Dodged that one, yes.
Okay. If you have any other tricks for him, go for it, but dodging is out.
Particularly, I'm just looking at the map. Is there something I should be seeing that I'm not?
Oh, yes. My bad.
You're like, he's going to move up to the dog, and I was looking at Samson and didn't see anything, and was like, oh, he's not talking to me then.
Forgot to unhide.
Uh-huh. Okay. That one.
Yeah.
No. He does not have anything else, any fancy tricks up his sleeve. Just...
Okay. That is 8 points of lethal damage.
Oh no! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 9 points of soap.
Wild. Alright. So he runs up. Holding his shield up just below his eyes, kind of visibly shaking, and almost in a, if I don't look at the big scary demon, maybe he won't notice me, and lashes out with the spear, and it kind of glances off Samson's armored shoulder, who gives a little oof.
like hitting a statue, but the statue growls afterwards.
That was rude. And that is going to bring us to the big red man, Mr. Satariel, who is going to
Mr. Sartorial, tear down that door.
Oh, he fucked the door. Last turn. Door is open.
That's what he does to things he can't kill.
I suppose, actually, at least for them, these guys would also be visible. He is in a little bit of a sticky situation because he is in combat with three guys. He's going to have some difficulty increases, but he is going to have a go at bisecting the dumbass that just ran up here with a greatsword.
I believe the way those go when they talk about multiple combatants is the difficulty increases by the number you're outnumbered by.
Yes.
So he'd only be outnumbered by the one.
No.
Because he has an ally next to him.
Let me see if it... Oh, okay.
And I have a question. Would the edge of the doorway be interfering with melee? I guess how wide are the door frames?
Yeah, that's valid. Because this right here, there's a wall, and that right there, there's a wall.
Yeah, I mean, but between having an ally next to and...
I think in this instance of fighting through a door, I'm going to actually kibosh that. That's a fair point.
Like, choke points are something that, you know...
Yeah. The rule as written says a character who's fighting several opponents at close range suffers a penalty of +1 difficulty per attacker to both his and her attack and defense rolls, up to a maximum penalty of 4. So I'm not sure... I know, like, flanking in D&D takes into account if you've got a homie. I don't know that Mage does. I think it's a valid point that I'll consider. But in this instance,
okay.
I think the wall is the bigger point.
That's fair.
So yeah. Die number 2.
Shot.
Alright, he's gonna make a dex melee, which is a pretty stupid dice pool for this guy.
I don't like that.
Don't worry, it could be stupid side. Bad.
He doesn't mean stupid bad.
He's on our side, though. This is Sartorial attacking.
I mean, usually... Okay, he's not on our side, Sting.
He's on our side enough to kill the other people.
2 ones and 2 tens. That's a beautiful symmetry.
We take what we can get.
The universe giveth, and the universe botcheth away.
Alright, so that is 4 successes because the guy's got a shield. Otherwise, that would have been a lot more ridiculous because there were a lot of fives and six, or sixes and sevens in there.
Put that on a shirt.
And the guy...
What?
What you said? The universe giveth, the universe botcheth away?
That's pretty solid, honestly. That's a quotes chat right there.
I'm extremely quotable. I don't know if you've, like, met me before, but I say some pretty stupid shit.
Would those sevens not count?
Greatsword is...
If 5 and the shield would be increasing it by 2, right?
Yep, so it is gonna
be... Look, man, I'm desperate. I got 2 health left.
You're right. That is 2 more hits. So 6 to hit, and this guy would prefer to not get cut in half by a flaming greatsword.
Relatable content, truly. Imagine not being on fire. It could never be me.
Four to not be on fire, or not get cut in half by the flaming greatsword, is not quite enough. So he's going to have damage +1, which is ridiculous, from Sartorial's damage pool.
That's my baby.
6 plus 5. Greatsword.
You saying that feels weird. That was the demon inside your dad.
Truly. But he's mine now.
That is 6 damage. It's a great sword, so armor soak is reduced by 2. This guy's gonna try not to get cut in half. doesn't have the best armor in the world.
Good.
Alrighty. So Sitariel kind of looses a guttural snarl, just like, and swings the sword at his fucking chest level, catches the guy kind of like right at the mid-clavicular line, like right in the titties, sinks it through his armor, and it kind of seems to melt through the armor as much as it's cutting through the armor. Like, if you got a closer look at that greatsword, it may just be like lava that's contained inside a force field in the shape of a sword. It's spooky. And you can kind of hear the guy scream in pain from across the way, but he is not out of this yet. He is definitely hurt. Tiernan, you are on deck.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Fighting with a mute button. how inconceivable would you call it? I should double check. Are these just forces, projections that have been given form?
Give me perception awareness about it. Diff 7. Because there are a number of ways that this could be done.
Yeah, some of them I can deal with, some of them I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. You said diff 7?
Yes.
3.
Yes. Okay. So this is a forces and prime illusion. So it is essentially the form, the damage is coming from the forces and the prime. Like, it was purely a forces illusion before, and then it was beefed up.
And speak now or forever hold your peace, because my character's smarter than me. No one on our side particularly has forces as their biggest thing going on right now.
Jesse's got a lot of forces.
Jesse's got forces 4.
But like,
so does Jessica.
Jessica has forces 3. She's not an RT 4.
None of us are maintaining forces of effects. I'm sorry.
Correct.
Correct.
About to use forces.
You don't know that.
That's fair.
Don't say that, Dave.
I might change that, and we don't have a mind link, so I'm going to keep talking. My objective here is to just cast a wide berth of dispel forces acting in my local, like starting from near me, going out towards the active forces.
Okay.
I think I'm just dispelling stuff with Prime 3 and Forces 2.
For an area effect, I think you would also need correspondence, correct?
That I don't have to. Yeah, you're right.
Would you need that you for line of sight?
To multi-target, you would need correspondence, but he should be able to target one of them in sight line.
Oh, absolutely. It. Yes. Okay. If you wanted to say, fuck that guy in particular, that's easy enough to do.
He could also do centered on him within a radius, I believe.
Yeah.
Because 3D images are hard. Is this thing in front of me like a rock jutting up out of the ground, or is it like I've been perceiving them as flat stones, basically, as footpaths?
Yeah, they're maybe like a foot and a half, like a foot and a half tall, maybe. Like, you would need to step over them a little bit, but they're not like a large obstacle.
I was perceiving it as like a Stonehenge. Damn.
If this was Stonehenge, this would be the safest spot.
I figured they were benches, given the way they're set up. Like, also for people to be in a circle and talk.
Foot and a half tall bench isn't a terrible thing. Is Jesse actively about to start, like... I guess I'm looking for any context clue, because I'm just going to put fires out on people, literally. If that's not the case, because fire real bad, you might just take 3 ag damage and fall over.
Yeah, you know.
Was that question at me or at God?
I mean, like, theoretically, this is all at the same time, so, like, are you about to start chanting, I'm gonna throw this fireball, or something more obscure that I don't have reaction to?
Well... She's technically already started with her focus. We are raging. We are screaming at the man that just fucking attacked, that she just dodged. She's absolutely about to go fucking ballistic on this guy.
She has previously also used screaming as a fire direction method, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll take that with the note and go with my dispelling guy. I'm sorry. This is a little me trying to wrap my head back around it. yeah, I'm just gonna this guy over here. He seems like he'll get up to some shady shit if I leave him alone for too long.
I'm sorry. I was looking down at a book. Ping. Which one again?
Far left.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm using digital dice today. Just dispelling the form. I guess div 5, unless you got another argument.
I believe that would be correct.
And Tiernan is also assuming there's either a mind pattern or a ghost behind it, so he's kind of talking like, this doesn't need to be happening this way, as he gets 3 successes.
To
relieve the form of this thing's objective.
Okay. You see it get fainter, like paler, like it's not as much there anymore, but he is still there.
It's okay. I'll keep chanting at you until you take your rest. And that, yeah, that's all I'm up to. I think I'm just going to stand here symbolically for the most part.
Okay.
River in the background.
Right. That is River speak for, what the fuck is going on out there?
That's River speak for, one of my Olathas is fucked up.
Somebody get me out of here! I don't want to be here anymore! Alrighty. And in response to that, the illusion is gonna huck a dagger at you. Range is strength and size. Yeah, so you're close enough for that.
Dagger, dagger, dagger.
Dagger, dagger, dagger.
As I get stabbed with a fork. All right, let's go.
You just stabbed yourself with a fork?
No, the fork stabbed me on its own.
Uh-huh. Okay, buddy. Sorry, I have a lot of plates. Dex. Melee, because it's based off of his new athletics for throwing. Same dice pool.
Oh,
That is six successes to hit Tiernan with a thrown dagger.
Why? Why'd he do that? I don't want him to do that. Did I lose things?
That's rough, buddy.
Settings issues are insurmountable.
Well, your audio sounded a little bit better there.
A dagger is coming at me?
Being yes, thrown dagger.
I'd sure love to sidestep that.
All right, give me a dodge.
So
three successes
plus the two successes on dodge stuff.
Yep. That is enough. The dagger zips by, skips off of the cobblestones, and then vanishes.
Whoa. Yeah.
And that will take us to the murder bird, I believe. Yes, murder bird.
You're never going to believe this, but murder bird would like to start blending.
Rip and tear until it's done.
What's in... was there... The force field is gone, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do I have more visibility than that since I am at the door?
Yes, you should.
I should have a fair scope of the room, it feels like. Is that the little doggy thing?
Yes.
Okay. That is well within range.
Correct.
I believe. Hold on.
God, that blends in.
And that is also 10 feet or more.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to gore the dog.
The dog?
What a line.
Okay, let me grab the gore thing.
Well, Ben, you want to open up more visibility? What happened?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. A diff. And
come here, Gods and Monsters book, so I can make sure I do this right. Because I don't use familiars that much.
That is eight successes.
Okay. He is gonna bad luck charm that. Definitely not gonna be enough to not get hit here. But he's gonna try it. Okay. Turn five of those successes into ones. Exploding tens are spicy.
So three.
Okay. And the dodgy boy. Stupid dog has all the tens. He is going to successfully sidestep the incoming bird.
That's all right. He's bird, already used his dodge.
He sure fucking has, buddy. With the bird inside, you can see more. At least the bird can, and Astoria by extension. Now see that. And the dog is going to use the hold action that he had held, which was attack the first thing that comes through that door. Also made dice number 3, but I caught it. He's going to go for a dex brawl to grab the bird and try and restrain it. It's only 4 successes of bite dog or bite bird and hold in place.
Boy howdy, I would sure like that not to happen. Taryn's going to dodge.
Okay.
Is this a strength brawl?
You can choose to do an opposed strength brawl, or you can do a dex athletics of just a regular ass dodge.
And if I get more on the strength brawl, then he is in fact grappled. Yes?
Is that how that works? I don't know if that's ever happened before.
I think it to grapple is both of you are under the grappled condition, right? I mean, like, one of you is the aggressor, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically, if you do it that way, you would have the upper hand, and he'd be stuck to you. So you can...
That means I get to attack, though, and he does not.
Yes. Not without breaking the grapple.
Yes. I'd like to do that.
Okay.
That's a decent dice pool. And it's diff 6 because it's opposed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then natural weapons is double. So 7 successes.
Okay. Doggo sidesteps the gore attack and then kind of darts in to try and snag one of Terran's legs. Very Samson style. And in response, Taryn kind of lifts up the leg and plants it on the dog's head and pushes him into the ground.
Neat.
With a rather unholy roar of triumph. See if that key still works. It does. Taryn noise incoming. And
I do also have the razor feather thing.
Yes.
But I don't think it has a damage that I can see on it.
There is an explanation for how that works in the book. Let me get to it real quick.
For what? Grappling?
That's...
The razor feathers thing.
Yeah, there's an explanation for it. Let me just get to it real quick.
Now a creature that is made the terrible decision of trying to grapple Taryn.
It is... I don't know, it's in here somewhere.
Called razor skin.
Yeah, if you get hit by another creature using brawl or unarmed martial arts, then that character suffers an attack of his own strength plus 1 in lethal damage. What a hell of a line at the end of this description. Those wishing to be intimate with you will have to be either incredibly careful or particularly resilient.
Please don't try and fuck my bird.
I was about to say.
This game is about a lot more fucking than we ever really touch on.
It is.
No bird.
Vampire's big social.
Oh, yeah. Vampires fuck. Okay.
So, because that was a grapple that also included Taryn's, is it Taryn's strength plus 1, or is it the dog's strength plus 1?
It would be the dwogs.
Heh. Get fucked.
amount of lethal.
Is that just an automatic amount, or is it a roll?
It is. Oh, no, you're right. It is just a roll. I mean, it is just an automatic amount. It's strength plus one lethal damage.
So it would be six lethal damage. So he's just going to try to soak that because he is armored.
You're correct. It is worded such that it is not a roll. Okay, he's able to soak some of that. Yeah, it's those of you outside the building don't really know what the fuck is going on. You just see Taryn run or kind of low flying in like a missile. And then hear bork, 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 followed by Taryn screaming, and then of a very unhappy dog. Who fucking knows what's going on in there? Either way.
Two more.
There you go. And that will bring us to this mook. Doesn't have much that he can do, so he is going to hold his action for a moment. And Astoria, on deck.
That's me.
That's you.
Boy, howdy. That thing we were talking about earlier, where Tiernan and I are familiar with how to, like, disable the wards. Plus that thing that we did with that safe house a while back where we made it think we were friendly. Mm-hmm. I would like to combine those two things, to basically, let these apparitions know that we are the friendlies and the intruders are inside.
Okay.
I would like to make a manipulation subterfuge roll backed by Prime to show a hermetic, basically magic signature to them to say, hey, you got it wrong.
Okay.
Okay. That will be manipulation subterfuge. Do you want the manipulation subterfuge first or the prime first?
The manipulation subterfuge first.
Okay. What diff?
Diff 8.
I'm going to use willpower.
Okay.
Alright. So that is one auto success. Got. Let's see. Two tens, two nines, 1 8, 1 5, 1 2. So let's tens, two, three, four. I rolled again. 5, 6, 7. 8 successes.
Alrighty.
Oh.
Okay.
Minus two diff. I said a five and a three. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Okay. And what exactly does Astoria say?
Astoria says, recognize the magic of a true hermetic. The interlopers are inside.
Okay. So roll prime about it.
What diff? This is just to, like, show prime magic, so it should be just prime one, right?
Yeah, prime one is sufficient.
Three successes.
Okay. Now I wait to see what happens.
This is specifically not being like, ah, yes, it's me, Astoria, but this is like, ah, yes, I am a hermetic. This is a hermetic signature that she's putting forward.
Okay. And that will actually take us to one of the illusions. The one in front of Chase, specifically. Right there. Takes a step back. And does not attack. Jesse, you are up. One moment, please. I need you to soak for 2 points of ag damage.
Okay. I do that with my gear. That three successes.
That'll do you.
Sure looks like it.
Okay. So the one that's on Jesse, yes. I have a couple of clarifying questions.
Yes.
Physical?
It looked physical enough when it took a swing at you, but you can also see through it.
Oh, that changed.
Give me a perception awareness at a difficulty of 8. Ooh. Higher difficulty just because Jesse is still kind of learning this shit.
Okay.
You did also just hear Astoria try and turn all of them, so.
Correct.
Okay.
And Taryn said there were two more inside where he breached over there. Just.
Okay, Jesse, but does that mean that they're safe to hit or not? Jesse wouldn't know. I don't know that Jesse would fucking care right now, if I'm being honest. I'm thinking too much to be Jesse right now. We're going to use forces to redirect the fire that's on Jesse down the throat of the man in front of her.
Okay.
And I would like to use at least one quintessence.
Oh.
Six, seven, 10, 10, 8, 6.
Okay. That is, what, 6 successes? Fucking
yes.
Wild. Okay.
That is 6 successes.
They don't have their own innate awareness, so he probably does not have a way to see that coming, to be perfectly honest. So he's just going to attempt to soak it by dint of being all spectrally and shit. Okay, roll damage to the tune of 12 dice, 12 damage dice, I believe.
I think that's 6.
7. Ones don't count.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, that is 7.
Okay. Also, doesn't fire do innately some amount of damage?
Plus 1. So 8. Yeah, you get 1 automatic for forces. Okay. That reduces the guy in front of you to not much. For one, you are... I'll do this so I don't accidentally delete Jesse. No longer on fire. And he is reduced to honestly, you're pretty sure a stiff breeze would just blow this guy away. You can barely see him. It's kind of a misty blob of vaguely dude.
Okay, so not like, because for flavor, I wanted Jesse to like really lose it for a second, like go like Mortadello dark for a second and like grab his throat and just scream the fire into the face. But I don't know that it is a tangible enough being for that. Or if I would have to roll grapple or what have you. But
I was going to say, if you added prime to this, you could interact with them physically. I don't know if
Jesse would prime.
Know to do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But yeah, either way, it's fucked up. It's quite fucked up. And that will take, unless Jesse's going to do anything else.
Nope. I was going to say that she's zeroed in on this one. So she's probably not, like, if there's another perception awareness or alertness or anything like that, she's probably not looking.
Valid.
Tunnel vision. Barbarian rage is real right now.
That will take us to Olathe Prime.
All right. Well, I know I've got at least two injured people.
Yes.
River is going to be hopping who she's on to Olathe 2. So I'm going to move my icon here. And do Healing Lick to bring her back up to full. And then I...
Well, I was going to do something nice, but now
I feel like maybe I suddenly have a weird inclination to not.
Two of us are dying.
Again.
Healed your clone, you fucking bitch.
Do you want me to cast the Arta I was going to cast, or?
I mean, I don't know. Is it on your clone?
It's gonna be at this rate, bitch!
Now, as I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted, gonna cast Arte for Life 3 Core 2 and effectively do a multi-heal on, because I believe Chase was fairly injured and Jesse, I know, is injured.
Correct.
And I'm going to put a willpower in this. And mark that off. I remember I have things. And that is a total of 6 successes, including the willpower.
So probably 3 and 3.
I have to be the bad guy here and point out that Jesse took aggravated damage.
Fair. All right, make that 2 and 4 then, with 4 going to Jesse. Because that'll knock 2 of those back and 2 off of Chase.
Yep.
Can you not just, with core, AoE heal?
I don't think Ben is probably the type to be willing to call it 6 heals on each of them. He's probably going to make me divide successes.
He kind of is AoE healing. It's just how he's apportioning the successes of dice.
Yeah. Ben's not going to let them count as full successes for both. I know him well enough.
Yeah.
That said, I have bashing damage, and that's 2 per success, right?
Correct.
Which... there's only 3, so I'm going to take all 3 of those out, and I don't imagine it would be 1 bashing and 1 lethal, so still feeling better.
Yep. Why wouldn't you take 2 bashing and 2 bashing, 1 lethal off?
Because you heal from the bottom up, I think.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, so it would be two bashing, and then I don't have two more bashing, so one bashing, and then not enough for one lethal, because that's 1-to-1.
Yeah. Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, your most severe one is always at the top also?
Yep.
Yes. Alrighty, that will take us then to Samson. Believe.
Does Sitariel appear willing to do a little bit of shimmying to allow Samson to dart through the door real quick? The intent being to grab a bitch and yeet them out of the door, or drag them out of the door, kicking and screaming.
Sure.
Neat.
That is going to trigger a held action.
That tracks.
So go ahead and roll for grab dude. That'll be a difficulty of 8 because he does have a shield.
Samson's been getting the bite stuff with the grapple at a diff 5 rather than 6.
Diff 7 then. Yes, you're correct.
Gonna go ahead and spend an essence about that and reroll it.
Okay.
That looks...
good fucking call.
Better, because he also has the specialty. So...
he does not have a huge strength pool to resist, and...
be 5 successes.
Pretty much shit the bed on it. So that's definitely sufficient to grab and yoink.
And then just, like, back up to here and drag him into this square.
Yeah.
By his leg.
Lots of screaming. One second. As you go by, one of the people hiding inside is going to swing a mace at Samson as he goes by, because that's what he's been waiting for, is someone to come through that fucking door. So that is 6
congratulations.
Successes of hit the dog.
You're next. Samson has already made the one dodge attempt.
Correct. That's 5 extra damage dice. Strength plus 3 for mace.
Samson will be soaking 7.
Okay.
And maybe using that sweet, sweet guardian ability if there's more needed.
Jesus Christ. That is 11 points of lethal.
Hot damn. Deflect harm. Activate. Okay. For more of his increasingly small essence pool. Okay.
And deflect harm, as I recall. That's not Mystic Shield. That's something different. That's in the spirit charms area, isn't it? Deflect harm. Yes. Each point of essence spent by the entity blocks one health level of damage from an incoming attack that turn. Okay, so he had 4 points of damage get through the soak, and he fired off deflect harm. Is he firing 4 points of essence to soak 4 points of damage?
Sure is.
Okay. Shiny. That'll do ya.
He's tanking the world.
Yeah, he has tanked fucking a lot.
He's still full health.
What's the dog doing? Tanking everything.
Going where he pleases.
I would ask anybody other than Jay, please do not open that stream, because you'll be able to see things you're not supposed to be able to see. Thank you. That'll bring us to the number two copy of Aletha, who now also has the cat in the bag.
That cat in the bag. Ben, I never did move Aletha one during her turn. Am I allowed to do that?
I'll allow it. Where are you going?
Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, because I have dex 4 right now, and it's one square per dex. Back this way.
Okay.
This, I'm assuming, is a person on a plant?
Yes. She is out of Olathe's immediate eyeline.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make sure, because this Olathe is going to be going in, and I'm assuming here she would be within Olathe's eyeline.
She is. She will have partial cover because of the pillar she's hiding behind.
That's fine. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20.
And now she has no cover!
Okay.
And hopefully an axe to the face.
Alright. So this is 4 for dex. Yeah, 4 for dex. 4 for melee. No metals and glass together. Yeah, okay.
Alright, let's see.
That's a reroll the 10. Okay, and it's minus 2 because of the enchantment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7. 7 successes?
Okay. She has 5 to dodge. Give me, damage plus 1?
Yes.
All right.
Damage plus 1. So that is strength
plus 2 for the axe, I believe.
I believe it.
Yes. Strength plus 2. Okay. 5, 6. All right. So it gives me 6. And then plus 1 for the extra 6 out.
And 1 don't kind of cancel, 10 don't roll out. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 suck.
Okay. So she sees you coming, goes to kind of dodge, and to give you some, this is the first time you've laid eyes on her. She is a slightly graying older woman, still like kind of ridiculously fit. If you had to classify her as anything, she's just Seth, but female. Like, looks about the same age, armored kind of the same way, smaller. She's definitely not as big as him. But this is definitely not an older lady that misses any workouts. She is not slow enough to get out of your way, but her armor is sufficient to tank the hit. She takes the axe kind of to the left shoulder, kind of rolls with it a little bit. There's an unholy screeching noise. And as best you can tell, she is no worse for the wear.
Fair enough.
Also, are those tables directly above her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
For Olathe 3. Olathe Prime is coming back to take her axe to the vines that are holding her. Am I allowed to hold her strength check until after Olathe's effectively rage actions?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So then it will be whatever that last icon is, which I think is the fire elemental.
It is the fire elemental. And he is going to... follow Jesse's lead. And move down to this guy. And just do a basic swipe attack. Which is still pretty ridiculous because it uses his rage stat. And I'm honestly not even going to worry about rolling damage on that because this thing has one hit point left. And it blips out of existence from in front of Jesse. Jesse, if you're back from helping with Potato.
Hold on, she said ping bitey.
It's not important, it's just flavor. She now has a large, vaguely anthropomorphic pillar of fire standing next to her. And that will take us to rage actions, which is going to be this guy first. Friendly-ish. Yeah, that's a good... that's a good descriptor for fire elementals. And he is going to attack the demon that's in front of him. Because fuck that nonsense. Six, seven,